Thank you, mister. The Q&A session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will take questions in the order received, and we will take as many as time permits. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal for a question. Our first question will come from Rick Tervo from Rabo Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, this is Rick Tervo of Rabo Securities in Amsterdam.
Hi.
I've got a couple of questions, I think four in total. Just to start with the first one, I think if you look Q on Q, the other operating expenses in your P&L decreased quite significantly. Could you please elaborate on what kind of specific reductions were made during the third quarter?
Sonna, I think I'll let you answer that question.
Hi, Rick. This is Sonna Viharma speaking.
Hello.
The main reason why other operating expenses were lower was the lower costs on development programs and services. It is the main reason. And also, our operating profit got better because we had income from development programs, which isn't included on net sales.
Okay, so it's more like a one-off, or is this a level that you reported during the third quarter sustainable going forward?
I suppose it's not going forward. We are expecting that this other operating income, it is going to stabilize as also the other operating expenses.
Okay, just for my understanding, will it stabilize around the level that you reported during the third quarter?
I think other operating expenses are going to be a little bit bigger on Q4.
Okay, thank you. Then another question on, I think it was mentioned on page 4 of the quarterly report, that the consultation services and regional development program operations will be transferred to Technopolis Ventures and Ulu Innovation. Does it have an impact on the P&L going forward?
Well, I can start and then Sonna can finish. So we move these operations and we will terminate the consulting operations. However, there are some projects that have a life, a half-life of a couple of years, so the decline in revenues and expenses related to that will be gradual because we have to fulfill those contractual obligations in those projects over a period of time. Same goes for the regional development programs, but the numbers on the whole, Sonna can give you more information about the exact numbers, doesn't have any with her, no, but they're really, really quite small, so they don't have any major impact on the group's operations one way or the other.
Okay. And then a question on Russia. Of course, Pukhovo Stage 1 has been announced. In the summer, there was a construction company assigned in Russia, Step Construction, to start with
right.
I think the permitting and also the development. Could you please elaborate a little bit more on what the status is today and what
sure.
the outlook is? Say, of course, you know, market conditions have changed, I think, also in Russia.
Yeah.
What is your feeling there?
Yeah, well, I've been spending a lot of time in Russia lately. so I wanted to get a first-hand view of the situation. And I think that we can all see that there was sort of mixed trends. One trend is that a lot of foreign investors have left. Another trend is oil prices have been declining. And this has both positive and negative impact on us. On the one hand, there's it's actually made it easier for us to work because we're a more wanted partner now, I think, now that a lot of developers are leaving, a lot of parties are leaving, and we are still there and intend to be there. So city needs us in St. Petersburg and wants us, and that's increasing our leverage. On the other hand, I was a little afraid initially that there'd be at some point oversupply with all these developers rushing into the Russian market. Now I've become aware that more and more projects have been canceled. So I think that we're going to be in a situation where competition will be at a more reasonable level than it might otherwise have been. Plus, I see that the Russians are determined to diversify their economy off of oil and commodities. So all the fundamental reasons why it makes sense to be in Russia are still there, but the environment is calming down a bit. Also, the calming down effect will help make it easier to actually build the project. And to go to the facts on the ground, we now have pilings going down. The construction project has actually started and is going on, so that you can already see if you visit the site that we have the foundations being laid, and it looks like we're on schedule to complete the project because within the window that was originally planned.
Okay, is construction actually going on at this moment, or is?
Oh yeah, it's going on right now.
Okay, and in terms of rental levels, have you seen a big change there, or has your outlook changed there? What do you think you can fetch in Russia?
No, I think we're at the moment, it's because there's such a lack of high-quality modern facilities in the St. Petersburg area. We're still projecting that we can get roughly speaking, double what we're getting in the capital area here in Helsinki. So at the moment, we haven't changed our view on that. As to actually closing deals, in Russia, the way it's done is you've got to have something to show before you can actually close deals. And as we start building the building, then we'll start seeing how the deal closing works. And I think that we'll have more to report on that in probably, I would say, second quarter 2009.
Okay. And then my last question, I think you also referred to the sluggish capital markets, which, of course, is important to fuel future growth. I mean, of course, you need access to these markets. Would you consider to issue new shares below net asset value?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think that how to answer that indirectly. I put it this way: that we would not like to engage in any activity that would damage the company's equity ratio, equity position, and I would say that share issues are more likely to be possible to arrange if the share price is reasonable. Whether or not that means reasonable, does reasonable mean below NAV or above NAV? I'm not prepared to give you a direct answer to that question. I think it's a question of what the market will bear. But it is quite obvious that in order for us to expand in such a way that doesn't damage our equity ratio, we need to expand both our equity as well as our interest-bearing liabilities. We can't just finance growth through debt. That's not going to work.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question in today's question and answer session, please press *1. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment.
The only one?
As we have no further questions, I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Keith Silvering for any additional or closing remarks.
So if there are no other questions, I'd like to thank you all very much for participating in this teleconference. I'd like to emphasize that if you have additional questions and you wish me to answer them, I can also answer them from by email at keith.silvering@technopolis.fi, or you can call me at country code 358 240-566-7785, and I'll do my best to answer your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.